With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. Recently, University of Louisiana Monroe Criminal Justice Program Coordinator Dr. Robert Hanser was selected as board president with the Louisiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. He joins me in studio to share more about the group and his thoughts on leading the coalition. Well, Rob, thank you for your time and congratulations on the selection of being president.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about the coalition. Who makes up this group?
Okay, the Louisiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence essentially is a grouping of various program members throughout the state. And when I say program members, I mean like shelters for domestic violence, crisis hotline centers. From several of those members, as well as outside partners, which they refer to as allies, they have formed a board of directors, which I've served on, and I serve in an ally capacity.
What is the primary role of the group?
Generally speaking, I think you could look at it as an advocacy and oversight organization. This organization advocates for all things related to domestic violence.
How has the LCADV progressed in working not only cases but also advocacy since its inception? How has that changed?
It's gone through a number of changes. Initially, it was kind of more grassroots in approach, but over time, it's assumed a more formalized function, particularly with federal funding that's given to the state and quite often is channeled through this organization to parcel out to the different programs depending on need and size of the program and demand and whatnot.
As the vast majority of cases involve female victims, how vital is it having a male presence on addressing this issue?
It's extremely vital. In fact, you know, I would say that really a lot of your modern prevention and intervention programs really emphasize the fact to have male involvement in this process. You know, I want to back up and say, of course, we do acknowledge, you know, that there are men who are victims of domestic violence. For that reason, but also because, you know, we want younger generation men to see other men saying that this is not acceptable and not just being quiet about it, but being speaking out and saying that, you know, this is something that really cannot be accepted and is not something that we endorse. In fact, we stand against this. And we believe that that kind of leadership and that kind of modeling is very effective and very influential in the community and society abroad.
Well, now as you lead the coalition as its president, what is foremost on your mind in leading the group?
I have several areas that I probably would like to showcase. One of them is having more of a partnership between universities and LCADV, and there are some partnerships already, obviously. I mean, I'm on the board, but kind of interfacing that more as campuses are being required to pay attention to things like Title IX, and since things with dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking are becoming more and more an area of focus on campuses, it just kind of seems like a natural fit to kind of, you know, integrate more or implement more that partnership. And another area that I work in is with interventions with domestic abusers. And the state of Louisiana has made quite a bit of progress in the kind of interventions they have and the implementation. And I'd kind of like to facilitate that further, mirror some other states, possibly like Texas or Minnesota, and the way they kind of do their programming.
Dr. Robert Hanser serves on the ULM faculty and also the newly elected president for the Louisiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Rob, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.